Fake gunshots rang during the Rockford Park District's annual Youth Police Academy last week. This year's program was funded by an Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority grant. Lisa Hodges is the Community Services Officer for the district's police department. She says Park District officers have participated in past Rockford Youth Police Academies.
But this is the second year of our own, and this year a little modified in numbers due to the fact of the COVID, so we did some changes to that, but we were able to use our in-house Park District staff, which is amazing.
So you haven't touched any of your weapons, why is that?
That was Sergeant Ben Champion guiding children through a scenario. He says he was impressed with the youth's engagement.
I was actually surprised with how much they retained and how much they learned just by observing instead of me talking at them. So sometimes I could just ask them questions about things that I did and they had already worked it out on their own.
Champion says there was a team building exercise on the first day. He says this exercise showed that police officers are human.
And we're not robots, or we're not the evil person lurking in the corner waiting to take people to jail. We're just people. We have dogs. We have cats. We eat McDonald's just like everybody else. And a lot of the kids, they really didn't have that interaction.
The children's eyes lit up when a special guest showed up. K-9 Officer Josh Strand introduced K-9 Kilo.
So he's what's called a full service dog, so we're a dual purpose. So what he's been trained for is narcotics detection, building and article search, vehicle and handling protection, suspect apprehension, tracking, all types of things.
Strand announced that K-9 Kilo is retiring this month. K-9 Kilo wasn't the only visitor. Rockford State Representative Maurice West stopped by to speak with the children.
I love what you guys are doing. You know why? I'm glad that you had the conversation about protests. We talked about that, right? We talked about what's happening in Rockford, right?
West says things have to get better outside of law enforcement as well as inside.
How many of us want to become a police officer? That's how you can make things better within law enforcement. People like you becoming police officers. People like you who learn at, how old are you?
15.
How old are you?
11.
11? You're a tall 11.
I get that a lot.
That last voice was Aaron. He says this experience was great for him.
I'm going to share it with my friends, and if they need to talk to an officer, they can.
Do you want to be a police?
Yes, I want to protect and serve. I want to be a firefighter, an EMS, and a police officer.
Ronnie Scallon was there with her three young children, Patience, Patrick, and Preston. She says they are a Gold Star family.
So their dad served in the military, and we're just used to this type of environment. There's not something like this that they can do on the military side.
She says the academy is a great outlet for them. Her daughter, 10-year-old Patience, says she enjoyed the police academy.
I got to see the police car and the police dogs, and I thought it was really cool and good experience.
Hodges says it's always important for police officers to interact with the youth.
We are here to get them through any situation, whether it's a family situation, whether it's a bullying situation, a stalking situation, that they know that we're the people they run to, the people they can trust and come to in the time of need and help.
Scotland says this program is needed. She says that all parents should consider sending their children to something like this. A graduation ceremony was held at the end of the training. I'm Yvonne Booth.